Hello and welcome. I'm Dr. Bryant, and today's Motivational AIM targets the importance of walking with wisdom. A few podcast episodes ago, I started a 7-day Bible study from the Bible plan entitled Wise Bond. My aim is to encourage listeners the importance of forming wise relational bonds. I address the importance of consciously choosing friends carefully, exercising God-honoring actions that align with our words, and today I'm focusing on the importance of walking with wisdom. In any friendship, relationship, or God-honoring relational bond, it is of extreme importance to surround yourself with people who aim to walk in God-honoring integrity and wisdom. And it is of extreme importance to walk with God by praying daily to Him and reading His Word for direction, guidance, and insight. Exercising caution when communicating with people is vital, and we should be alert around people who knowingly, intentionally disregard godly wisdom and correction. I believe, and I think I know for the parents, the guardians, grandparents, godparents, aunts, uncles, siblings, or anyone who has a God-honoring impact on children and they love those children, they want the best for them. They want those children to have the best of everything, even if they can't afford it, and even if they don't have access to the best, they aim to make sure that their children get as close as possible to it. And one thing parents, grandparents, guardians, aunts, uncles, siblings, or anyone who truly loves a child, they want them to succeed, and they are serious about who their child communicates with. They are serious about who their friends are. They're serious about whose house their children are going to, what people are saying to their child, what influences certain people have on their child, and the list goes on from that. We can go on from that list for 45 minutes or so. But overall, people are serious about the friendships people develop, and God is serious about the relationships we develop also. Because a relationship will either get you closer to God or distract you away from Him. Choosing the right relational bonds is not a game. It's a fact of life and has a lasting impact. Just because people share the same interests, views, and spaces and time, that should not erase the fact that although you can be friendly to people in those environments, their views, their interests, and time in your life should not take away the time that you spend with God and what He has called you to do and how He has commanded you to live. Growing up, my parents were very serious about the friendships my siblings and I had, and there were times in grade school where I was told to leave people alone because after I expressed things to them, or my teachers expressed things to my parents that I didn't even know about, and they witnessed these things, my parents were not playing. They told me, leave these people alone. These people are serving as a distraction. And sometimes when you're in a situation and you don't have the experience and you're not old enough or you just can't see, you're thinking everything is okay. But some people in your life, no matter if you're in grade school or you're 120 years old, some people are seeking to dumb you down. They're seeking to take what belongs to you. They're seeking to just serve as a distraction. They're jealous. They're envious. People are plotting. And you have to be mindful of those things and not naive. And it's sad to say that some people entertain people who don't deserve a front row seat in our lives whatsoever. That's why it's important to analyze the bonds we form. It doesn't matter if you're in middle school, high school, college, a grandparent, a great-grandparent, a great-great-grandparent. If you're 3 to 120 years old, evaluate who you are in association with because distractions come in all shapes and sizes and in any point of someone's life. Just because someone is grown doesn't exempt the fact that evaluating a friendship or relational bond is not for them due to their age. No, distractions and fake people are everywhere. That's why you have to stay prayed up and ready to analyze who's for you and who's not for you and seek wisdom on the steps to take to handle business. One thing you probably want to ask yourself is, Are the friendships I'm in, are they causing harm to my Christian development? Are those you consider your friends negatively interfering with your fellowship and relationship with God? Are the people that you claim as your friends exercising wisdom when they talk to you? Are they talking out of the side of their neck about things that don't pertain to values, beliefs, your goals, or anything that you have shared with them? Proverbs, the 13th chapter and the 20th verse states, "Walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm." That promise in Scripture is a powerful reality, and I'm pretty sure we've seen this all in our lives and other people's lives regarding how hanging with the wrong people produces the wrong results in someone's life. A lot of people don't choose wise people to walk with in friendship, and it could be because they aren't used to that kind of lifestyle. It's not as exciting in their eyes as the alluring distractions of life and what other people are doing. And it could be that they don't see the benefit of walking with the wise until that person is out of their lives or those wise people leave their lives and they realize what they truly had and how it was a real blessing. But most often when people reject walking with wise people, they've accepted the association of people who are not good for them. And that gets so many people in trouble. One of the most important aspects of your life will be the people you've selected to be in association with. That is so real. There are so many people who've knowingly picked the wrong friends. Some choose the wrong spouse. Some picked up relationships and associations that weren't fruitful. And it's not about blaming people or condemning people because the choices didn't work out. And when the dust settles, one realizes what they got. But it's about being accountable for the choices we deliberately make, especially when God tells us in His Word what we are commanded to do. No one is perfect, but we should all aim towards the target of living a life pleasing to God, surrounding ourselves with wise people, God-honoring people, and purposely living a life where Jesus Christ is our standard and example. God knows at times we will miss the mark, but it's all about progressing, moving forward, and aiming to live a life pleasing to God, and that includes walking with the wise and not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 14th verse reads, "Do not be yoked together with unbelievers, for what do righteousness and wickedness have in common? Or what fellowship can light have with darkness?" It is sad to say, but there are a lot of people who don't do this. Sometimes we set ourselves up, and it could be because we don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for a right relationship. We want this particular person in our lives. We want that business deal. We want that benefit. And we start acting too quickly, and we reject wisdom and wise counsel. And when anyone rejects wisdom, God-honoring wisdom, and wise counsel, we all have to deal with the harmful effects associated with that decision. No matter how one pretends to dress it up or fashion it, we have to deal with it. And it's nothing pretty about it. I read in the Proverbs commentary by Andrew Womack where he broke down this very verse that I read to you, which was Proverbs, the 13th chapter and the 20th verse. And one of his notes states that one of the most important things that will ever happen to us in our lives is our associations. People get into business and into partnerships with people who are totally ungodly, and they submit themselves to ungodly situations. One of the most important things and biggest impacts of our entire lives will always be those we associate with. I believe we can all relate with that statement, and this personally, or we know someone who experienced the effects of being in the wrong relationships. People choose the wrong relationships, friendships, partnerships over the wise option. A wise friend is one who holds you accountable with God's commands and Jesus' example of love. A wise friend loves you so much that even when you want to do something that might be accepted and popular to so many people, they know the effects of it. And they want you to do it God's way because they want to see you blessed also. A wise friend will rebuke your wrong to get you back on the righteous path, and in the end, you will appreciate them. A wise friend will encourage you to be your best self, all while keeping God first and as the foundation and center of your life. A wise friend will support you and help you in the areas of life you express need in. A wise friend is in agreement with your God-honoring targeted goals. A wise friend exhibits trust, responsibility, accountability, love, respect, and so much more. But a foolish friend will do the exact opposite from what a wise friend will do, and they will go contrary to what God has commanded you to do. And I believe that you already know who those people are in your life. And if you are still in communication with them, you already know what you need to do. And if you don't know, you might want to boldly ask God to reveal these people to you. And when he does, because he will, don't act like you didn't see what he showed you or hear what he allowed you to hear. When it's revealed to you, because as I just said, it's going to be revealed, ask God for wisdom and guidance on the steps to take and what to do in that relationship and how to best handle it and do it. Aim to not spend time on people who aren't for you, because if the tables were turned, they will drop you quick, fast, and in a hurry. They will waste no time, and they'll go do what they need to do in life. Quote-unquote friends who intentionally rebuke wisdom will encourage you to do things that go against God's word and Jesus' example for your life. They'll mock you, and because you're doing things contrary to their norm, some of them, instead of leaving you alone and walking away, they make it their mission to discredit you, disrespect you, discount you, mock you, harass you because they don't like that your lifestyle or your choices magnify their lifestyle decisions and choices. Relationships like that are headed towards a danger zone, and if you remain in association with the wrong friends, you will not be far behind them. Are you a friend who resents correction and wisdom? Do you have friends who continually rebuke wisdom? Are you ready to walk with the wise to become wise? Take a moment and reflect on what kind of friend you want to be and the friends you want to have, wise or foolish ones. The choice is yours, but remember, positive or negative consequences will follow. And the scripture I would like to leave you with is 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and the 33rd verse, which reads, "Do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character." I chose this scripture because a lot of people have a misconception that it doesn't matter who they talk to, because in the long run it won't affect their lives. Some people think that they can be around corrupt situations, filthy behaviors, and other elements that are not pleasing to God, and think that they will shine and their lives will be all gold. And just because something glitters doesn't mean that it has value. If anyone believes that their associations aren't directly linked to their success, they are deceived. Who you are in association with not only says a lot about who the person you are, but where you're going. The companions we select to be in association with will either bring positive or negative results in our lives. And it's evident not only in scripture, but in your life right now, or somebody that you know, you've seen it. And I want to encourage you right now, from this moment forward, to aim towards the target in walking with wise people and to be wise in your associations. And I would like to say a quick prayer for you today. Father God, thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. Lord, I'm praying for every listener right now, that you empower them with wisdom and prudence as it relates to every area and aspect of their lives, especially their friends, family, associations, and partnerships. Father God, bless each listener with friends who will lovingly hold them accountable for their actions. And I also ask you to bless each listener with the fortitude so that they can be the friends who hold others accountable to your word. Lord, I ask that you bring your word to their hearts and their mind so that they will operate in the plans you have for them. And I also ask that you close the wrong doors in their lives and that you open the right doors in their lives. I ask that you bless them with wise, God-honoring friends and bless them to be the God-honoring friend who walks with wisdom in someone's life also. Thank you, Lord. We believe and receive all these things. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for tuning in and feel free to connect with me on Instagram at Encouraging You to stay in the loop on updates and other encouraging posts. And if you have a moment, visit drkenitrabryant.com where you can download this Bible plan entitled Wise Bond for your individual or group devotional time. And also, if you haven't already, go ahead and download the YouVersion Bible app. And within that app, you can subscribe or begin this Bible plan, Wise Bond, with your friends, your family, your coworkers, whoever, as you grow and develop in the Word of God. Thank you once again for tuning in. Peace and God bless.